attached to the 24. Speak, Lincoln. We're going all over the Bible time. Where were we yesterday on the 16th day for preaching? It's the summer marathon, right? The Tazmat. Sarvesu, Bhuteshu, Dayam, Kuruta, Sauradam, Bhavam, Asaram, Unmukya, Yaya, Tushyati, Adhoksaja, Tasmat Sarvesu, Bhuteshu, Dayam, Kuruta, Sauradam,
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam Asuram Unmutya
Bhavam Asuram Unmutya
Yaya Tushit Yadhoksaja
Yaya Tushit Yadhoksaja
Dasmat Sarvesu Bhuteshu
Dasmat Sarvesu Bhuteshu
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam Asuram Unmutya
Bhavam Asuram Unmutya
Yaya Tushit Yadhoksaja
Yadhoksaja
Yadhoksaja Bhuteshu
Dasmatsarvesu Bhuteshu
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam Asuram Unmutya
Bhavam Asuram Unmutya
Yayatushat Yadhoksaja
Yayatushat Yadhoksaja
Tasmat
Sarvesu
Bhuteshu
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam
Asuram Muncha
Yaya Tushyat
Yadoksaja
Tasmat Sarvesu Bhuteshu
Tasmat Sarvesu Bhuteshu
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam Asuram Muncha
Bhavam Asuram Muncha
Yaya Tushyat Yadoksaja
Tasmat Sarvesu Bhuteshu
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam Asuram Mucha
Yaya Tushyati Yadoksaja
Tasmat Sarvesu Bhuteshu
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Dayam Kuruta Sauradam
Bhavam Asuram Mumucha
Bhavam Asuram Mumucha
Yayatus Yadadoksaja
Yayatus Yadadoksaja Tasmat
Therefore
Sarvesu
Sarvesu
To all
Bhuteshu
Bhuteshu
Living entities
Dayam
Mercy
Kuruta
Kuruta
Show
Sauradam
Friendliness
Bhavam
The attitude
Asaram
of the demons
who separate friends and enemies.
Unmutya,
giving up.
Daya,
by which
Tushyati
is satisfied.
Adhoksaja,
the Supreme Lord,
who is beyond the perception of the senses. Translation purport by Zavain Grishan to Prabhupada. Therefore, my dear young friends born of demons, please act in such a way that the Supreme Lord, who is beyond the conception of the material knowledge, will be satisfied. Give up your demoniac nature and act without enmity or duality. Show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wisher. Report. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tatpatah. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj ultimately instructed his class friends, the sons of the demons, to accept the process of devotional service by preaching the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. Preaching is the best service to the Lord, The Lord will immediately be extremely satisfied with one who engages in the service of preaching Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 18:69. Na cha dasman manushyesu kasya me priyakritama. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor will there ever be one more dear. If one sincerely tries his best to spread Krishna consciousness by preaching the glories of the Lord and His supremacy, even if he is imperfectly educated, he becomes the dearmost servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is bhakti. As one performs this service for humanity without discrimination between friends and enemies, the Lord becomes satisfied, and the mission of one's life is fulfilled. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised everyone to become a guru, devotee, and preach Krishna consciousness. Yare deka dare kaha Krishna upadesh. That is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By such preaching, the preacher becomes satisfied, and those to whom he preaches are also satisfied. This is the process of bringing peace and tranquility to the entire world. Bhaktaram yagatapasam sarvalokam ahisram sudam sarvabhutanam gyatramam shantim ucchati. One is expected to understand these three formulas of knowledge concerning the Supreme Lord, that He is the Supreme Enjoyer, that He is the proprietor of everything, and that He is the best well-wishing friend of everyone. A preacher should personally understand these truths and preach them to everyone. Then there will be peace and tranquility all over the world. The word sauradam, friendliness, is very significant in this verse. People are generally ignorant of Krishna consciousness, and therefore, to become their best well-wisher, one should teach them about Krishna consciousness without discrimination. Since the Supreme Lord Vishnu is situated in the core of everyone's heart, every body is a temple of Vishnu. One should not misuse this understanding as an excuse for such words as Daridra Narayan. If Narayan lives in the house of a Daridra, a poor man, this does not mean that Narayan becomes poor. He lives everywhere, in the houses of the poor and those of the rich. But in all circumstances, he remains Narayan. To think that he becomes either poor or rich is a material calculation. He is always Sat Aishvarya Purna, full, in six opulences, in all circumstances. Om Gyana Tamaranda Shya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshuram Lalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Guru Tavachalam Pangam Manghayate Gurim Yat Privataram Bande Sri Gurum Dinatadanam Vanchakapati Yuvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Adhan Bhavi Vaishnavyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastai Gaurava Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. In the purport here, Srila Prabhupada says that by becoming a preacher, this is the easiest way to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very interesting statement. The easiest way to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead is by becoming a preacher. Farah. Now, why would that be? Because when one goes out distributing books, one is very, very dependent on Krishna. You have to be dependent on Krishna. Because it's not an easy thing. Book distribution is one of the most difficult services, one of the most ecstatic services if you surrender. but one of the most difficult if you don't. So, and therefore one has to surrender. And it's ecstatic because you surrender, you know, because you're becoming an instrument. There's one saying that, let go, let God. You know, let go of our own, you know, so-called abilities, and let God work through us. So this is why Srila Prabhupada says it's the easiest way to realize the Supreme Lord, because you have to completely depend on Krishna. You have to be really focused. You got to really pray. Those who are on this path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. And so you have to be really resolute, really fixed. You got to really be praying to Krishna to be the instrument, to try to see everyone as a soul, as everyone being part of Krishna. So it's real absorption. So in the translation here, Prahlad Maharaj is telling his friends that you should show mercy to all living entities by enlightening them in devotional service, thus becoming their well-wishers. Srila Prabhupada, he would always answer his letters with, your ever-well-wisher, because he's giving them Krishna. What better way to help someone than giving them Krishna? So, of course, when we go out on book distribution, we shouldn't think that we're their ever well wisher. We're just trying to become little pieces of dust at the feet of Srila Prabhupada, who is the actual well wisher. But this is how to show mercy. And there's a statement by Narada Muni. Dayayas sarabhutesu santasya yenikenava sarvendriyo pashantya chatusya yasi jinhardana. That Krishna is very quickly pleased by three things. Very quickly pleased by three things. That is dayaya. Dayaya means by showing mercy to others. Krishna is very pleased. Because people, they need mercy. They're in complete darkness. Svadvid varhosta karai. Srimad Bhagavatam says that persons who are like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, praise those persons who do not want to hear the glories of Krishna. So this is practically all of society. Like dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. Prabhupada said, our mission in this Krishna consciousness process is to turn hogs, dogs, camels, and asses into swans. That's our mission. Not easy. Because people are attached to this, to the mentality of the dogs. And what is the dog's mentality? Sense gratification. Once I was in Jagannath Puri, and I was staying in one room there, renting a room there. And there was about 10 dogs outside my room, making a lot of noise, barking, you know. It was a dog fight. But there was one dog on the side, just observing the fight. You know, a bunch of them, and they were just going for it. I was like shocked. You know, I was like, oh my God. So then one dog, he won the dog fight. And he walked away with the one dog that was observing. That was the girl. She was seeing, who's going to win me? So that's the material world, yeah. Sense gratification. And this is going on in the human society too. So much fighting is going on for sense gratification. But this doesn't actually satisfy the soul. And it's just a bodily thing. But we're not the body. People are an illusion. Big time illusion. thinking that they're the body, and that by satisfying the senses, I'll be satisfied. But it's never happened in history. In the history of the creation, it's never happened that anybody was fully satisfied by sense gratification. And it's never going to happen. Because we're not the senses. We're not the mind. Evam bhude param buddha samstabhyatmanam atmanah. Knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence, one should carefully engage in Krishna consciousness and thus slay this destroyer of knowledge and self-realization. Actually, not only does it not satisfy us, but it actually keeps us bound more into the material world. And it destroys knowledge and self-realization. This lust, this material desire. Yeah. So, Arjuna, he asked Krishna, what is it that practically forces a person to act against his own will, against his own desires? And Krishna, he says, kama esha kroresha rajaguna samudva. Is lust only, Arjuna, which is born of the mode of passion and transformed into anger and is the all-devouring sinful enemy of the world. It's the greatest enemy of the world. But everybody is thinking that this is my friend. I have to satisfy my lust. This will give me pleasure. But that's actually the worst enemy. It's what keeps one locked up in the material body, locked up in the material world. So it's not our friend. Udarat atmanatmanam natmanam avasadi. Krishna says that one must deliver oneself with the help of the mind and not degrade oneself. The mind can be the friend of the living entity, its enemy as well. For one who has conquered the mind is the best friend. For he has failed to do so, it's the worst enemy. And for one who has conquered the mind, the super soul is reached. For him, happiness and distress, heat and cold, honor and dishonor, wet and dry, it's all the same. So, the mind is our friend when it's thinking of doing that which is pleasing to Krishna. That's when the mind is our friend. When the mind is thinking of how to satisfy the body, the senses, then it's our enemy. So, we know what is pleasing to Krishna to some degree. We're getting a lot of guidance from Prabhupada about what is pleasing. Here we're hearing from Prahlad Maharaj that it's very pleasing to Krishna to preach Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada, he said we should tax our brains on how to spread Krishna consciousness, thinking of ways how to put Krishna in people's lives. So if we're thinking of how to get the books to the people, then the mind is our friend. And it's a sacrifice. And Krishna also says, he says, yagya dhana tapa karma. He says this sacrifice, it's never to be given up. Charity, austerity, never to be given up. Because these activities, they purify even the great souls. So it's a sacrifice. When you go out on book distribution, you know, some people, they're not interested. Most people aren't interested. Understandable. Because this is this material world, it's a prison. It's where people come to try to forget Krishna. If someone wants to forget Krishna and stay in the spiritual world, not possible. They have to leave. So this is where people come to forget God. And therefore it's understandable that people aren't interested But if we go out of our way to try to help people, even though they're not interested, then Krishna is very pleased. Just like imagine, there's a father with many sons, say 5 sons. And one of the sons, he becomes very degraded. He leaves home and he becomes an alcoholic. He takes drugs and he's a criminal and murderer and just becomes just the lowest. But one of the sons, he decides to try to help this one that has gone sour. So he goes and he leaves home and he tries to help this one who has given up his previous nice life. And he's helping him. Eventually his brother becomes well. He becomes a good person again. And he goes back and he lives with his father. Imagine how pleased the father would be with this son that went out of his way to help his brother. Yeah. So everybody is actually our brother and our sister because we're all part of Krishna. So if we go out of our way to help people that have gone astray, who have left their father, Krishna, and how pleased Krishna is, can't imagine. So therefore it's the most pleasing thing to Krishna. It's the most pleasing thing to the acharyas. Nana shastra vichara naika nukuna sadharma samsara. That these 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing religious principles throughout the world. So Srila Prabhupada, he took that mood of the 6 Goswamis, the mood of his spiritual master also, and he traveled all over the world establishing religious principles throughout the world. So Srila Prabhupada, he was the epitome of compassion. So we can also get if we can just get a spark of that compassion, then we can also help people in their lives. And some people they won't appreciate. Sometimes they'll be nasty. But we have to be tolerant. Just like a doctor, sometimes a doctor is treating a patient and the patient slaps the doctor. This happens. So the doctor doesn't slap him back. You have to be tolerant. You know, the patient is ill. So people that were going out to preaching to their ill, their disease, they're materially contaminated. So we have to distribute these books in such a way that they appreciate it. Just like a doctor, he's treating a patient, the patient's he's not cooperating, so that sometimes the doctor he'll kind of he's trying to give him a shot or something, so he'll kind of take his mind off. He'll start talking to the child about baseball or something. Divert his attention. Yeah, and then you'll sneak the needle in there. Ouch! Divert his attention. Yeah, so we have to learn to be expert also. We're kind of like doctors trying to inject the medicine of Krishna consciousness. So we have to kind of, in a nice way, present Krishna consciousness, kind of divert their attention, then slip in the book and get a donation. And they become, hopefully they become free of their disease. So many people have become free of their disease by receiving these books, transcendental medicine. So this is the medicine, this knowledge. And the diet is prasadam. So by getting a book, then they come to Krishna, to the temple, and they get prasadam, they get association. But in so many cases, it begins with the book, just like I received the Bhagavad Gita. Or I went to a library and found the Bhagavad Gita. So then I started chanting from reading Bhagavad Gita. Then shortly after that, I saw some devotees, and they got prasadam. But most of the time, it starts off with the knowledge. So, yajna dana. So sacrifice, charity, to give this knowledge out to the conditioned souls. This is the highest charity. Yeah. And we're just asking for a little donation. Actually, these books are tickets to the spiritual world. The prices have been slashed. Lord Chaitanya has slashed the prices. Special discount price, only £5. Ticket to the spiritual world. Now I'm on a trip around the world trying to inspire book distribution. So that ticket costs $6,000 to go around the world. But this ticket to the spiritual world, £5. Or even £1. They get a small book. That's also a ticket to the spiritual world. Devamrita Swami, he got this little book, Transcendental Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, I think it was. 18 pages. He was convinced. He said, I gotta meet these people. This is incredible. 18 pages. He was convinced. That's what made him a devotee. And now he's traveling all over the world, preaching Krishna consciousness. So this is the potency of Srila Prabhupada's words. The words of Krishna. A very nice combination, Krishna and Prabhupada. It's like a gold ring is very beautiful. You put a diamond in that gold ring and it becomes especially beautiful. So Prabhupada says in one purport that this is the combination of Krishna and the spiritual master. A gold ring with a diamond set in it. A very nice combination. So with this transcendental duo, so many people are benefiting by receiving this knowledge, this charity, highest charity. Yajna dana, tapa, karma, austerity. This is another thing that Krishna says we should never give up. Srila Prabhupada, he once wrote the Gurukul teachers that you should teach the children the joy of austerity. Yeah. Just like many of us before we came to Krishna consciousness, we were going to sleep at the time that we're now waking up. Yeah. 3 o'clock. Yeah. So, but it's nice, isn't it? It's nice waking up early, taking us early, getting up early, chanting our rounds, coming to the morning program. It's nice. What a great way to start the day. We're probably the only people in the world that are dancing at 4:30 in the morning. Maybe there's some people intoxicated out there that are dancing at 4:30, but we're the only ones that aren't intoxicated. Mm-hmm. That are dancing and singing. So it's such a nice process, and taking nice prasadam, hearing nice philosophy, associating with nice devotees. I remember when I first came to the temple, what impressed me the most was the speech of the devotees. Yeah. I was so impressed. I was thinking, these people are all pure devotees. Yeah. This is what I was reading about in the Bhagavad Gita. I was very impressed. So, by the mercy of Krishna, people can change in a very positive way and become qualified to go back to the spiritual world by taking up this process. So somehow Srila Prabhupada, he's left it in our hands to help society in this time of need. What is the need? Krishna consciousness. People are hungry. They're not so much hungry for food, but they're hungry for wisdom. But they don't even know this because they're an illusion. But this is actually what they're searching for. It's wisdom. Absolute truth. Just like a diseased person, he may not know what the disease is. He may not know what he's in need of. But the expert doctor, he tests the patient, he knows, oh, this is what you need. So the spiritual master and Krishna, they know what is needed in society. But people speculate, and therefore in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada, he says that if you need some medicine, you can't just take whatever medicine you want because the medicine looks good to you. But you have to take the medicine which is prescribed by the doctor. It may not look so nice to you. Oh, I don't like the looks of that medicine. But the doctor says this is the medicine that's good for you. Don't take the medicine that you think looks good. Oh, this is a prettier. I like the looks of this pill. This looks better. No. We have to take what is given by the doctor. And who's the best physician? Krishna. He's the best physician. And he can guide all living entities back to the spiritual world if they simply follow his instructions. So he kindly has left us so many instructions on how to get out of this world. He's given so much guidance. He sends his pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada, he told one devotee, he said, I was in the spiritual world and Krishna, he asked me to go to the material world and write books. Prabhupada said to Krishna, oh Krishna, I don't want to go there. It's such a terrible place. And Krishna said, no, you go there. I'll take care of everything. Don't worry. And Prabhupada said, oh, okay. So then fortunately he came to help us. And we're getting so much help. So Srila Prabhupada, he wants us to help others also. And this is the best welfare activity. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport here that a devotee, he sees that Krishna is actually the well-wishing friend of everyone. He's the proprietor. He's the supreme enjoyer. So preaching means to help people understand that Krishna is actually our friend. He's not just a scorekeeper. It's like some religions, they think, oh, God's just telling people, are you go to hell, or you go to heaven. He's just like a universal scorekeeper. Right? You go up, you go down. That's about it. No. Krishna, he's the best friend of all living entities. It's like everybody wants to have a best friend. Everybody wants to have friendship. Everybody wants to have love. And Krishna, he's actually the best friend. He's such a good friend that no matter what we do, Krishna will always be with us. He expands himself as a super soul. So wherever we go, he'll always be with us. What better friend is that? Huh? Even someone can become the president of the atheistic society, just criticizing and just trying to show there is no God, but still God is right there, just patiently waiting to turn to him. So what better friend can that be than Krishna? So when we go out on book distribution, we're introducing them to the best friend, to their best friend again. is the enjoyer. People, they want to enjoy this material world, but they have to actually, as long as someone is trying to be the enjoyer, they can't actually be happy because they're being selfish. We have to give up this desire to try to enjoy and try to serve. That's where the real pleasure is, in service. In the spiritual world, it's all about service. There's one pastime of one great devotee, Jayadeva. I think it was Jayadeva Goswami, where he was writing about Krishna, and the thought came to his mind that Krishna becomes the servant of Srimati Radharani. And it just didn't sound right, you know, that Krishna becomes the servant. So he thought, well, let me think about this. So he decided to go bathe in the Ganges, think about it, come back, take some prasad. So he came back after some time, and his wife was already eating. And you know, the culture in India is that the wife cooks, she serves her husband, then after he's finished eating, then she takes prasad. So he returned and she was already eating prasad, and he was very surprised. My dear wife, I'm very surprised. You're eating already? I haven't eaten. She said, what do you mean you haven't eaten? You went, you bathed, you came back, you went in your room, you wrote something, you came, you took prasad, then you stepped out, now you've come back, and now you're saying you haven't eaten? I said, well, I'm still hungry. So then he said, what do you mean I went into my room and I wrote? So he went into his room, and in golden letters it was written, Krishna becomes the servant of Srimati Radharani. And then he understood what happened. Krishna came disguised as him and wrote that. And then he took prasad, stepped out. So he went to his wife and said, you are so fortunate. You cooked for Krishna. He was here. He ate your prasad. And now you're eating his remnants. Is there any left? So, even Krishna, he wants to serve his devotee. Of course, we shouldn't take to Krishna consciousness because, oh, then I'll have God as my servant. Yeah. No, we said our only desire should be to serve Krishna, to get out of this bodily conception of life, to get out of this foolish idea that we're this mind, that we're this body, we're this intelligence, and pray to Krishna for purification, to purify our mind, to purify our intelligence, to get free of this bodily conception of life. Only then will we be happy. Only then will people be happy. This information that we're giving out, it's unprecedented in the West. No one says we're not the body. No religion says that. Isn't it? No religion says you're not the body. This body is not you. You're the soul. No religion says that. No philosophy says that. Except for Socrates, he got some idea. When they were when they put him on trial because he wasn't preaching, I guess he was explaining his teachings to the youth of Athens. Some of the people were getting disturbed, so they said, if you don't stop this, then you'll have to die. All right, kill me. So then they said, well, how do you want? Do you want to be burned or you want to be buried? He said, you'll have to catch me. Because he knew, he was a realized soul, actually. Brahma was very fond of Socrates. Just with his own intellect, he was able to understand that I'm the soul within, and he would never die. So there's rare examples of people who are able to understand, but generally people are very ignorant about spiritual matters. Maya mukta jiva naisati krishna kya jivara kripaya krishna veda paran. The living entities cannot revive their Krishna consciousness on their own because of their being enchanted by the external energy. Therefore Krishna comes and gives us the Vedas to guide us back to the spiritual world. So this is the mercy of Krishna. Not only does he give us the Vedas, the Vedic literature, he sends us pure devotee, he gives us the holy name. So many ways he's trying to help the living entities. But unfortunately we're a little stubborn. This is the problem. But Krishna is very patient. And if we hear nicely and we also preach this message, then Krishna will be very pleased. So I mentioned that there's three things by which Krishna is very quickly pleased. That's daya sarvabhutesu, showing compassion to others, being satisfied in Krishna consciousness. That's another one. It's like there's so many things we can be doing here in Swansea, Wales. So many opportunities that we could be engaged in for sense gratification. But we're practicing Krishna consciousness. So if we are satisfied with this, taking Krishna prasadam, chanting the holy name, hearing about Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness, Krishna is very pleased. And he'll take us back home if we're satisfied with this. Was it Jesus said that if you love me, then you won't be interested in the material world. And if you love this world, then you won't be interested in me. So this is why when we're preaching Krishna consciousness, people aren't so much interested in Krishna, in taking this literature, because they love the illusion. But it's stated, Tamasima Jyotirgama, come out of the darkness. This is darkness. Forgetfulness of Krishna. Tamasima Jyotirgama, come out of the darkness and go to the light of Krishna consciousness. And so the light is here in these books, just like we know in the BTG, there's the Srimad Bhagavatam, shining light into Kali Yuga. So it's by this knowledge that people can become enlightened and understand their real nature, their real life. So somehow it's in our hands, so we should take these books out in our hands, give it to the people. Some people will appreciate. And the last one is that Krishna is very pleased if we control our senses. The senses are pulling in different directions. You know, the eyes pulling, the hearing, the tongue, especially the tongues. So this Krishna consciousness, it's a higher taste by which we can control our senses. And book distribution is especially if you get into it, it's a higher taste. Sometimes devotees, they ask me, Vijay, how is it that you've stayed brahmacharya 31 years? I said, well, I get a higher taste from book distribution. Sex desire, it's the highest taste in the material world. Nothing is higher. The whole world is revolving on sex desire. But giving Krishna to others is a higher taste. Yeah. It's bliss. It's ecstatic. Sometimes I'm on book distribution, it's so ecstatic, you know, just smiling all day. My smile muscles start hurting. I've got to massage my smile muscles, you know. It's ecstatic. Book distribution, it's so nice. So many amazing things happen. Meet so many nice people. But it can be tough. It's like, kind of like chutney, you know. Chutney, it's supposed to be so sweet that you don't want to put it down, and it's so hot that you can't take it. So sometimes that hotness comes out. But that's good. Also, it's purifying. Difficulty gives impetus to take shelter of Krishna. It's like, I'll give you an example. Imagine there's a well. There's a very deep well. Let's say 30 meters deep. On the bottom of this well, there's water. In the water, there's a crocodile. There's a rope hanging down the well. And on the bottom of this rope, there's a man. Okay? So there's a water. There's water in the well. There's a crocodile in the water. There's a man hanging down on the rope. And the water is rising. Okay? That's a problem. So, as you know, I'm sure all of you know, to pull yourself up a rope is not easy. Yeah, because generally we're not bodybuilders, you know, we don't have strong arms. So it's hard to climb up a rope. But if you have a crocodile coming towards you, it suddenly becomes very easy. You just crawl right up there. The adrenaline starts flowing and you just crawl right up there. No problem. You're just looking down that crocodile coming closer. You know, it's like, no problem. So difficulty gives impetus to get out of the material world. So it's good. Therefore, Queen Kunti, she prays, Vipidasantutasasvat, give me calamity, Krishna. Please, give me again and again calamity. Because when the calamity comes, then I take shelter of you. And it's by taking shelter of you again and again and again that I get out of the repetition of birth and death. So we can have darshan of Krishna, or we can have more darshan of the material world. Bhava darshan. Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I've had enough darshan of the material world. And by book distribution, we're giving them also an opportunity to again get the darshan of Krishna. So maybe I'll stop there. Is there any question or comment? Yes?
When we think about so many books sometimes when we travel around, and we're always looking for a new spot, so we think about lots of books, but then there seems to be, the GBC were talking about it this year in Michael, the problem of getting somebody from taking a book and being enthusiastic about the book, post it up, and then coming to the temple or making friends with the devotees. Do you have any, because you've got a lot of experience in book distribution, any hints that you could give on how to do that?
How to get people to take a book and then also come to the temple?
Yeah.
Yeah, not easy. Because people are in Maya, basically. They think that, you know, everything's okay. But we can, one thing that I do is that when I meet nice people, I get their email. I have about 450 people that I have on my list, and I send out things to them every once in a while. I get very good responses from them. So this is one way to keep in touch, kind of like fanning the spark. So there are people out there that are interested. Prabhupada gives the example of a spark that goes into water, immediately goes out. That's ignorance. put another spark on the cement, and then it goes out after a while. But you put a spark into dry grass, and then immediately fire comes. So that's what we're looking for. And you put it in their hands, oh, this is very interesting. Oh, there's a spark, you know, there's something there. So don't let them go. Their Krishna consciousness could come on fire. So if we just let them go, then they make it pulled in again by Maya. So there's some. If you see some fire that it comes from just a little association with the books and you, and we have to nowadays with the modern technology, with the internet and emails, it's easy to keep in contact with people. So you should carry some paper with you, get their email, keep in touch. You can invite them to the temple that way. Invite them over, hey, we can come over, we'll give you some free prasadam, you know, talk a little philosophy, do a little meditation. So we have to somehow, you know, we have to pray to Krishna in ways how to get people to come to the temple. Get them involved in Krishna consciousness. So that's one idea. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai.